Well, the ultimate trip, if you're a coach, is to go to the Memorial Cup and win. In 2012, yes. They were unable to win, but this past weekend, the Edmonton Oil Kings were victorious, very convincing fashion, 6-3 over Guelph. Associate coach Steve Hamilton joins us now. Steve, congratulations. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah? Yes, I'm great.
Have you sobered up yet?
Yeah. Well, I've been keeping it on the rails.
Don't lie. Are you kidding me? Come on. Somebody has to go off the rails. That was, you know, I know it's been such an emotional year for your whole team going back to the unfortunate passing of Christian Pelz, but you just, this team wasn't expected to be as good as the previous two teams. How come this team became better?
Just, you know, the right chemistry and the right equation, and we added some really neat pieces over the summer. You know, I'm sure it's been said, you know, Riley Keyser and Reed Petrick, and just who returned for us and the kind of personalities that they brought. And, you know, it just was the right mix of guys, and we found a way to sort of just develop an identity over the course of the year and really embraced it, you know, and I said before, I don't think our guys ever really knew where the ceiling would be. And so there was no reason to ever feel like we were done, you know, and that, don't get that all the time. There's, you know, we've had great teams here in the last couple of years, but to win a Memorial Cup is such a fine line. And I mean, we went through two overtime games, and you lose the wrong overtime game in the Memorial Cup, and we're having a different conversation. But just the ability to find a way, and you know, such a really neat collection of players.
This was a team that, you know, you had a lot of different guys step up, Steve. But I wanted to, what was your reaction on the bench when their fourth line came up with that huge second goal in the final, considering they'd barely played?
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, the guys were so excited for Robbie, and they were just so excited for those guys to be out there and just bang, have an instant impact on the game. It was their first shift of the game, the offensive zone start, they win a key draw, and then just bang, turn, fired, and it's in the back of the net. And it was just a great boost, because they guys know, like, they feel for each other. Like, it's not easy to be playing a few minutes and then asked to go in there and contribute. Just to do that, the reaction on the bench was awesome, and I think everybody was so happy for Tyler and for that line, and that was a huge spark. I mean, there's no question that was a turning point in that game.
Steve, obviously you brought in some new guys this year and last, but how much did it help having guys that had been to the Memorial Cup before and make them feel more comfortable and sort of be able to lean on that experience this time around?
Well, it was critical to have our real key cogs in the wheel, and, you know, Griffin and Curtis and Henrik had all been down that path. Cody Corbett, Jars was there, obviously didn't play as a 16-year-old goalie, but had the experience, and each guy that was there had a chance to stand up and share a little bit of insight before the tournament started. And I think there was just a different feel. The bells and whistles of that event didn't seem to faze anybody, and yeah. It's a completely different thing, and, you know, the media attention is so much greater, and but our guys were really unfazed by it. We kind of just kept our daily schedule, our normal routine, really didn't do anything different than we would do all season long, and I think that helps, because the guys know a certain way of doing things, and you don't want to alter that too much. And to have that presence, and I mean, for Griffin to be as good as he was in that tournament is really unbelievable.
Talk about Griffin Reinhart, and I know early in the year you mentioned how, of course, the goal for him is to be an NHL player and working on that part of his game, and clearly he became a guy who could shut down the other team's offensive player, Steve. Is that kind of the plan, do you think, for him? When he goes to the NHL, he's going to be more of that guy than necessarily a guy who's really offensive?
Well, I think that is his calling card. I mean, it's what he's so comfortable doing. He's never fazed by the challenge. I mean, we put him up against every top line that we faced. And, you know, you look at some of the lack of results that came from their best offensive players in those series. I mean, that's huge. I mean, the ability to just, and he never gets tired. The tank is never empty, and that he's able to pace himself, still be involved. And then when he needs to, he adds to the rush. He's involved offensively. I think his offense is underrated, but he really puts a premium on his ability to defend. And that's what we needed from him. And he can wear the hat that he needs to wear at the right time. And throughout the playoffs, he's just been so comfortable in those heavy minute roles. And you look at, you know, project him. He is a man amongst boys at times physically. And, you know, to translate that to the next level, I mean, I still think he's going to be able to be that guy and still be able to grow into his frame. And, I mean, when he's 25 years old, I mean, that's a mammoth individual. And he's got such subtle offensive talents, too, that, I mean, he could be a real, real productive guy in the NHL for a long time.
Steve, I'm always pretty interested in sort of the preparation that goes into behind the scenes in games like this. You obviously had the triple overtime game, double overtime. Guys probably were exhausted. I'm curious if you guys skated and if you had some rest in between the game. And then also, what kind of message, what did you guys talk about before the game?
Well, coming after that game, I have to tell you that, you know, our medical staff and Brian Cheeseman and Stephen Lines, it was the massage therapist with the Oilers, he jumped on board with us. And we had our team doctors there, and they just went to work preparing the guys almost as soon as our game was over against Valdor. And they recognized how many minutes some of those guys played. That was 100 minutes that game. And I would estimate Griffin probably played 45 or 50. And, you know, to be able to recuperate physically was the first and foremost thing. So it was a day off on the Saturday. We let the guys sleep in late, sort of be at their own leisure that day. And Brian put out a little checklist on the whiteboard of things that had to happen for the guys to be rehydrated and be prepped. And, you know, they did. They came back, and such an element of adrenaline is going to run through you in the championship game of the Memorial Cup. You can probably shake off a lot. But, you know, I give those guys full marks for that, because our guys were physically ready to go. And the mental side of it, I think it always came back to understanding, like, this is what we do. This is who we are. And the fact that we are so comfortable in tight games and in pressure situations, we've been down that road so many times, everybody just knew this is what we do. Like, and that was said right out loud. This is what we do. This is who we are. Like, embrace it. And no one shied away from the challenge. And there was such an element of poise from our guys and such an element of confidence getting off that bus. Like, you had to believe, because they believed. And I felt so confident going into that game that, at the very least, we would answer the bell. And you play Guelph in a 7-game series, I don't know how that might turn out. But we didn't need to win 7 games. Mm-hmm. We needed to win 1. And so those guys understood what it meant to play for your life. And we did it, you know, a handful of times over the course of the year. We had to answer the bell in a huge game, no bigger than Game 7 in Portland on the road. And it was the same feeling. Like, we got up in the morning, and you just knew it's business as usual. And there's such a, you know, a unique thing about a team that can do that, because some of the situations we faced would buckle teams. And that really speaks to the leadership in that room. And those guys they're gamers. And, God, I think everybody wants to be known as that when your career is done, that you answered the bell in the toughest of times.
Steve Hamilton, associate coach of the Memorial Cup champion Edmonton Oil Kings. Steve, you got 5 guys who are draft eligible this year in Irving and Mayo. And then, of course, you know, Edgars Kalba grabbing a lot of people's attention. Mads Eller, another guy that people are expecting to get drafted. Give me your thoughts on Kalba. What made him improve so much this year? What did you guys work on, and what did he work on?
Well, I think he's got a tireless work ethic, and it's no disrespect to the European players that come over here, but you don't always find that kind of combination. I mean, last year he played a more of a defensive checking style. Scoring didn't come easily to him last year, but he never relented on how he worked day in and day out, which you could see that's a trait that he was going to need to hang his hat on again this year, and he did. And then his offense started to blossom, and we needed that, quite frankly. I mean, when you looked at the start of the year, who was going to score for us? He ended up being nearly a point-a-game guy. And then as the situations, again, began to get more intense, the one thing you always knew would come from him was that ability to play hard, and he generated offense through that hard work, that willingness to dig pucks, and that evolution just sort of kept growing and growing. It was so neat to see him get that MVP award because it was so deserving. And really, you look at the names on that trophy, and there's some pretty big names. And Eddie, by his own admissions, what am I doing on here? But so deserving. And that, that is a pretty much a telltale sign of our entire team is guys that sort of maybe an afterthought in terms of at the start of the year, you would never have picked those guys as being your clutch performers, really rose to the challenge. And it was really neat to see Edgar's. He is a guy that embraced his opportunity, made the most of it. I mean, what more can you ask for from a player?
Steve Hamilton joins. Steve, now that the season is over, I'm guessing maybe your phone was ringing. There's a few vacancies in the Western Hockey League. What's your thoughts? I know that you want to celebrate the parade and everything tomorrow, but are you ready to become a head coach?
Well, I certainly feel like that's who I am as a person, and I think that's my career aspirations. And I'll tell you, the only phone call I've got so far, I needed to pick the kids up from school and get them to soccer. So that's been pretty quiet other than that. And, I hear the speculation, that the same speculation you hear, but at this point there's nothing to report. And, I'm certainly very appreciative of the 4 years I've been with this organization. And if the path is different and it comes to that sort of thing, I guess you make the best choices of what's available. And certainly, it's a testament to the success of this organization if something like that was to present itself.
Well, Steve, congratulations on a fantastic season for your organization. First Memorial Cup in the new era of the Oil Kings since 1966. Enjoy the parade tomorrow. I do want to ask, are you an NFL fan?
Yes, I am.
Who's your team?
Well, I was a Packers guy for the longest time, and I still do enjoy watching them when I get a chance. But there's something about that Seattle team that kind of lures you in. They got that swagger, and... But I'd have to say, if I had to pick one team, the Pack would be it.
Okay. Because Sotheby, we're forcing him to pick a team by the end of the show. Tell him why he should be a Packer fan.
Unbelievable tradition. I mean, when you can play football in minus 15 weather in December, January, I mean, that's a diehard. The fans are diehard in minus 15.
And wear a cheese head.
Exactly.
I can get down with that.
Absolutely. And cook up some bratwurst in the parking lot.
Yes.
You know you're going to pay for that after.
Yes, sir.
Steve, congratulations. Enjoy the parade and the celebration.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate all your support this year.